Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's Loud and Local, the stay home sessions. I'm on the phone / Zoom / I don't know. This is 2020. We're getting weird here. We are hanging out virtually with Generation Decline. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Doing good, bud.
Right
on. Having us.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for joining me. We got Trey Christ back up in this this piece. So we had his we had his other punk band, his other hardcore band, and we did there an interview with them a couple months back, so I had to have Generation Decline. How many bands are you in, dude?
Just these two right now.
Oh, okay.
Man.
Well, there you go. Nice.
Yeah. I'll start another one, though. I want to talk to you some more.
FCON and Generation Decline. If you like hardcore, go back and listen to the FCON interview. But for now, we got Generation Decline. And from what I understand, you guys have been killing it for quite a while. First off, before we get into kind of the backstory of the band, the origin story in comic book words, let's go around the room, the virtual Zoom room. Introduce yourself and tell us what you do for Generation Decline.
I guess I'll start. Hi, I'm Angel. I do vocals. I yell at you about stuff.
Yeah. Who's next?
I'll go next. I'm Andy. I play guitar, and I'm looking at Trevor right now, and he looks beautiful.
Oh, he does.
Thanks. All right, well, I'm Trey Christ, Trevor to some, Trevor to touch to others. Yeah, I play bass, and, you know, just holding it down. I'm just here for it, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever the hell that means.
My name's Ian Globy and I play drums and financially run the band.
He's the dad.
No, I don't. I do play drums though, but I don't financially run the band.
I am the band.
I am the band. Yeah.
All right. Well, you are the drummer, so we need you, man.
Yeah.
I'm Andy. They call me Durs, around these parts, at least. I play guitar as well.
Right on. So, let's get the origin story. How'd you guys meet? When did you guys start? How long have you guys been doing it? And what's kept you going?
Angel, you
want to
take this one?
Yeah. Okay. So we used to run Andy and I used to be a big part of this nonprofit organization in Bremerton called the Artists for Freedom and Unity. And our buddy Duncan was talking about starting a band and he played bass and him and our other guy, John Breslin, were talking about doing this. So we started and we went through a few member changes and that was in like 2009. And then Ian joined in about late 2009, early 2010. And then since then, we've had a few different lineup changes. But now we're 10, almost 11 years in now. And
that's awesome.
Still holding strong, still making music, doing our thing.
That's killer. Wow.
To answer your question about what keeps us going, it's just the DIY community. You know, just getting to meet other bands that we're stoked to play with and checking out new venues, new squads, and getting to travel and just getting that sense of camaraderie and community that you get in the DIY community and in the DIY scene. That's honestly what keeps it going for me.
So you guys have done an extensive amount of touring, and I was interviewing a member of a death metal band called Necrot, and he grew up in Italy, and he was talking about how the squats in the areas were just like a huge part of the scene, and before he was into death metal, he was grew up in the hardcore scene and the punk scene, and he was talking about how cool it is to that there's literally kids that grow up in these squats as part of these like punk kind of co-op areas. Have you guys played some of those like kind of institutions over in Europe?
Oh, we played a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And they're always amazing shows, always like well attended and well fed. And like, it's just this giant community that even though we're foreigners, we get put into this community. It's just like, oh yeah, you guys like hardcore too? Awesome. Let's do this. Let's party. It's amazing.
That's awesome. So, you guys aren't a humongous rock and roll band or anything. You guys, I'm sure, have to do a lot of this. You guys said DIY. What's it like to tour Europe, but also to book Europe by yourselves? Is that a pretty gnarly undertaking, or is it something that you've kind of just learned one step at a time?
We tried to, when the first time that we thought about touring internationally, we thought about, okay, well, let's do it how we do in the States, and let's hit up different bars, different venues, different bands that we're connecting with, and try and get them to welcome us into their town.
Yeah.
But then we met this really, really, really wonderful person, Dennis, who took us under his wing and showed us around his Euro squats and his different scene in Europe, and
cool.
Kind of gave us that little push of a head start. So we really owe a lot to him. He is such a solid homie of ours. So, but other than that, like we were trying to tour up the first time that we went around, and we were just like, you know, just gripping at straws, just trying to figure out who would even want an American band over there in the first place.
Yeah.
And we actually met him at this place called the Morgue in Seattle. It was a really cool.
I've been to a couple rad shows there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So we actually played there with his band called Suicide State from Netherlands.
Wow.
And you know, we were just knocking back beers and bull, and he's like, "Oh yeah, you guys should come to Europe." And we're like joking about it. We're like, "Yeah, you know, like
yeah, right, haha."
Drunk, do this thing gonna happen? And then we hit him up, and you know, when we started planning the European tour, we're like, "Hey, let's hit him up and see if he's like still about it." And he totally just held it down, got us shows all the way from Spain to Scandinavia through Eastern Europe just this last year. And I think we've done Europe since 2015 every year, actually, except for 1 year. We had them come over here and do the West Coast with us. But
it's a good thing. Totally
he's
been involved with
everybody looks out for each other.
That's awesome, man. Well, it just sounds like such a really, really cool community to be a part of, to just go overseas and to be a part of that underground squat and DIY hardcore punk culture. Wow. It's really cool. What are some of your favorite places that you've played, and maybe just a memory or two from you guys? Feel free, anyone, to jump in. I know I'm putting you guys kind of on the spot here, but...
I guess my favorite tour memory of all time was, what was that spot in France that we played where it was on top of the mountain? It was in the same town where they found like the first caveman drawings.
Yeah, it was in the Pyrenees mountain. That was going to be my answer, Globy.
Well, I went first. So
it's our answer.
We played this amazing show. It was on this like commune on top of the mountain. It was like amazing. The backdrop of the stage was just like all these hills, and you could see like castles that were decaying and stuff. And then at night we were all like hanging out on the hill looking up at the stars, and there's no city light at all. And I remember like looking at the sky and seeing like a little green like string in the sky, like right in the middle of it. I looked at Pat, our old bassist, and I was like, dude, what is that green thing in the sky? Like, I've never seen that. And he's like, dude, that's the end of the Milky Way. Like, no one's been past, like, the black part of the middle, because that's just, like, the rest of the universe. And I thought it was the craziest thing in the world. And it was the best night. The best night so far on tour.
That's so cool.
But, yeah. Ugh.
We also traded one of our CDs at the first show that we played with Los Crudos. We traded one of our CDs to a person that really, really wanted one but couldn't afford it for a bottle of wine. And I held on to that bottle of wine for the entire tour, and then we drank it on the top of the Pyrenees Mountain. So,
that's so cool.
That was super nice.
A fine vintage.
I mean, you just casually mentioned, but like just the simple fact that you got to play with Los Crudos, like that's a iconic hardcore band. Dude. Yes,
we've gotten a lot of really good bands that we've played with that I don't know if we're worthy, but we're gonna keep doing it. So
yeah, for sure. I was thinking, man, playing Pit Fest in the Netherlands last year.
Yeah,
playing with like everybody, man. Getting to meet the dudes from Integrity Wolf Brigade and all that jive too, man. Partying,
it was cool. Sodom played. It was just
watching Venom Inc. play in League with Satan was like my this is what I came here for.
That's so killer. That's friggin' awesome.
You ask us about our favorite shows, we could be talking all night. So
for sure.
Yeah, seriously. How long do we got?
Well, we're actually going to go into a song here. This is a song called Need to Scream. You guys, anyone want to mention anything about this song? Want to intro it?
Oh.
Take it away, Angel. You got it.
This is my category. So this song is definitely one of those that if you just feel like your opinions don't mean, and like you're just being put down in everything that you're feeling and that you're saying, and you're just being gaslighted into thinking that your energy isn't relevant, this song is about just fighting against that.
Alright, right on. Thank you very much for the explanation. It is Generation Decline. It's Need to Scream here on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. That was Generation Decline, Need to Scream here on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. Man, it's cool to have a loud, hardcore, crust punk band from the Northwest area. Before we go any further, where are you guys all Zooming from? What specific town or city? Or are you guys in Seattle, Tacoma, Bremerton? Where are you guys located?
Oh, yeah. Bremerton over here. Yeah, I'm in Bremerton. I'm in my bedroom.
Nice.
I'm in my apartment in Tacoma.
And I'm in my house in South Seattle.
Okay.
Kind of spread out all over the place.
Yeah. I'm in Bremerton. Mm-hmm. I'm in the next room, Andy. It's weird.
So, will you guys ever cover MXPX move to Bremerton?
No.
A spit take.
Next
spit
question.
Take. No. Let me repeat
that. No. We probably dicked around with it.
Okay, cool. Like the most HM2.
You literally made me spit out my tea. Stop it. Don't do that.
Like a Boss HM2 overdriven, like distortion version of like move to Bremerton.
No.
Yeah.
Chick magnet.
Okay, anyways, never mind. Wow. Anyways, sorry, guys. We're talking Generation Decline here. Obviously, you guys, if you pay attention to your lyrics, if you pay attention to your social media, your album covers, you guys have a very overt political message or just kind of image iconography, if you will. I was kind of wanted specifically, let's go around the room and is there anything, any causes or nonprofits or anything you just like to, you know, mention personally that you think is worth mentioning once I give you guys a pretty cool platform. So, yeah, feel free. And also, yeah. You know, if you don't want to, don't feel like you need to.
We're definitely align ourselves with activist causes that, you know, that try to make sure that everybody in society is represented equally and with respect. And so obviously, you know, organizations like Black Lives Matter and smaller organizations like Food Not Bombs. There's some in Tacoma and in Bremerton recently just started a chapter. Our friends did that. So pretty much, you know, outreach groups, harm reduction groups, like we're all in support of that. And, you know, we play punk rock and, you know, if you listen to our lyrics and stuff, it's pretty clear where we stand, on things. So that's just a few of the organizations that currently we're supporting. And then once shows start, you know, we'll be doing benefit shows for them and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that's how we play music. And I mean, spreading awareness about this kind of stuff is how we, you know, help. There's, you know, there's people on the front lines doing more physical kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, there's just too much suffering in this world, and it's not going to go away unless, you know, unless we're spreading awareness or we're fighting it physically or with food or with help or with, you know, there's a lot of ways to help. And, you know, we just do what we can, how we can. So.
Yeah, I feel like that pretty accurately sums it up.
Right on. Well, thank you very much for putting that out there. I appreciate it. Is it correct that Leprotic Limb, is that the name of the record label?
Yeah, Leprotic Limb.
Leprotic Limb. Yeah. They're going to be releasing a tape for you guys in about 5 weeks or so?
Yeah, that's kind of what we're looking at. 5 to 8 weeks. We just talked to my buddy Zach today, and that's we're just pretty much hashing out the details, like artwork and all that. So once that done, they're going to send it into production.
Right on, dude. So that's pretty rad news. How have you guys been staying busy and staying sane and staying safe during this weird time where, you know, we can't congregate and do the things that we love with punk and hardcore? No one can tour. How have you guys been staying safe and sane? Or have you not been staying sane?
Staying implies I was there in the first place.
There you go. Yeah.
No, we're all fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we get to see each other once a week for practice, but cool. I mean, other than that, we've been pretty strict about, you know, not, you know, well, we obviously can't play shows or
this
two,
is your bubble.
That's, there's no way around it, man. We just got to take it one day at a time, I guess.
Wait, do you have a mullet?
What? Yeah. Yeah, most of us do.
That's awesome, dude.
Andy, both have mullets. Not both of them. It's you and Andy.
The classic Grohl,
dude. Yeah. That's sick. Holy man. Dreadlock mullet. That is even more hardcore. That's so sick.
It's where I get my power.
That's badass. No, people are listening right now, really want to watch, but sorry, guys. This is an audio interview. I'll take a picture, screenshot it for you.
And the Vipers, yeah, man. Wait till the Vipers go on. A whole another beast right there, man.
Oh, my God. okay, so let's do this. What is one album that if you're having a day, or you know, you're watching too much news and it's just a bummer, you know, you're down the YouTube spiral of heinous news or whatever, right? You just had a day. What's one album you can put on that'll just bring you back, whether it be through energy or just happy, or you know, a good album you can go back to that'll bring you back to life?
That's a good question. That's a tricky one.
Everybody right now is thinking all these tour mode songs and revert from tour mode songs. Don't say it.
Yeah.
I know. That's what I'm trying not to do right now. Is just being like,
what's tour mode? What's tour mode songs?
It's all the stupid songs to where you're just like so
like Kidz Bop.
Out of sorts that you've been like a week and a half on tour and you've barely slept and you've barely eaten and you're just, your main focus is music and getting through the next day.
Yeah.
And just like having the best time and the best experiences and remembering every single bit of every experience that you can. And then you listen to these really, really stupid songs in the car just to keep you going. And those are the tour songs.
We'll have like an old pop day. Then we'll have like an R&B day.
And now that's what I call music day. Volume 54.
Yeah. Volume 666.
Something like that. Weird techno songs that we listen to in the van, like on the way.
Ian, don't say it.
Sandstorm?
And then we come back and we start blasting it, and I'll just get like get to the party or whatever that we're at for the homecoming stuff, and it's like, God, no!
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, or just.
Band jams are different.
Yeah. Oh, just, but also to answer your question, for me, it would be the Dickies' Dawn of the Dickie.
Okay.
That album, every single time, will put a smile on my face.
Nice.
No, you know it's Disco Pogo.
It's not Disco Pogo.
You know it is.
No, it's not. It's Dawn of the Dickies by the Dickies.
All right. So, Ian.
I'll have to say that. All Pigs Must Die's God Is War album, I've been fucking glued to that one pretty much since the quarantine started. Like at least once or twice a week I'll listen to the whole thing, and it's just one of those albums that just does not get old, or hasn't gotten old for me yet, so
it's crushing.
As long as I can.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. If I can't really think what to put on and I'm drawing a blank, I'll just put on anything by Power Trip. Star Circle.
R.I.P. Riley.
You know?
Yeah, seriously.
Peace, Riley. Absolutely.
Thanks for all you did.
Absolutely.
Yeah, dude, Iconic Nightmare by War Torn. It's always a rock solid one for me.
Okay. I'll have to check that out.
Dude, it's great. It's great. Shout out to Biddy. He's awesome.
Yeah, shout out to Biddy.
Yeah, Biddy!
Biddy!
War Torn, Death Wish, he's in everything, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Angel, what about you?
Power Medusa is always my go-to by Antiproduct.
Okay.
Antiproduct, they're my absolute favorite. They always just strike gold for me.
I literally just listened to that record right before this.
It's so good.
Right? It's such an amazing record. The other F word, we got
a the modern day F word. It's a modern day feminism. That song is so powerful and their lyrics are so powerful and the music and get that bass.
Mm-hmm. War Torn and Antiproduct. I found out two new bands I got to check out. So thank you very much.
Just wait till the end. You'll have like a list of like 50.
Right?
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, we're going to go into another song here. Again, this is Generation Decline. This is a song called The Funnening. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. What's The Funnening about?
The song is a tribute to all the people that actually put on the shows and parties and music and interviews.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
All
thank
the things you. That keep cheers. All the things that keep our DIY scene going to where it keeps on keeps the music going. So
sweet. All right. And that means also the listeners that are supporting. So thank you very much. Yeah.
Shout out to the listeners.
Hey, Mom.
Generation Decline. It's the fun ending here on Loud and Local. Stay home sessions. It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions back with Generation Decline. What, like 11, 12 years going now? Is that right?
Yeah.
12, yeah, about
almost 11.
Ah, dope, dope. Right on. So we played the fun inning. Shout out to everyone that makes the DIY hardcore punk and crust and underground scenes continue to work. And you know, I was listening to an interview with Hoya, a guitarist for a New York hardcore band called Madball today. And he was talking about how even if venues die, unfortunately, that might happen. But there will still be the underground. And we're like cockroaches. We're just gonna not. We're not gonna die. We'll just, you know, if it's got to be in a basement, if it's got to be in on a warehouse, you know, we'll make it happen. You know, the music will continue.
And those are some of the best shows out there, anyway.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Yeah. Basement shows at a house. Oh my god, they're the most fun to play and the most fun to be at. Like, ugh.
Even if live shows aren't able to go on for a while, music is music. It's a form of reaction yep. to your environment, and it's a form of something that you feel with what you're doing. And we can congregate in groups smaller than six, so it doesn't take six band members to create a band. So
there you go.
We can keep it going.
Exactly.
People just have to have the drive for it and have to have the passion for it. And it's never going to stop. It's just going to be put on hold for a minute with as far as like the live shows go. Mm-hmm. But it's not going to stop. People aren't going to stop creating music. They're not going to stop pushing their emotions through their instruments and doing what they do. So it's just a matter of time, and we can always release albums until then. So,
and I feel like on the other side of this, whatever that means, there's going to be such an influx of just incredible tours and just like passion. And I think people are just going to are stewing at home, realizing how much they took for granted. No, I am.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, dude, seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can say anything. It would be, don't stop creating music. Don't stop creating art. Don't stop playing music. Please keep going. There's going to be a point to where we're all going to be together again in a sweaty basement or a sweaty venue with too many drinks spilt on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Angel likes sweat.
Some instrument can have to where you have to use somebody else's guitar or this, that, or the other. Like, it's going to keep going. We just have to keep creating and keep pushing forward.
Absolutely.
And oh man, these times, these down times create such intense music.
Mm-hmm.
It means a lot. So,
dude, yeah, seriously.
Yeah, that won't stop.
So you guys have a tape coming out in a few weeks, and so keep your eyes on that. Or how do we stay in contact with you guys, and how do we support you guys, whether it be social media, or is there ways that we can purchase your album or stream it, or what's the best way to stay up to date with all things Generation Decline?
We just put everything on Facebook,
okay,
like all the updates and stuff, and then we have a Bandcamp. Awesome. Once we get all the merch in, we're going to set up like a Bandcamp store so that you can buy it from there, because it's going to be a minute before we can sell it at shows.
For sure.
And yeah, that's the best way to keep an eye on it. Like, we announce everything on our Facebook page. So
yeah, we generally upload to YouTube and Spotify as well. We try to upload to everything. So
cool.
I mean, if you type Generation Decline in anywhere, you'll find us.
Nice. All right, and yeah, so before we go into the last song, any shout-outs or thank yous?
Thanks, Terry.
Yeah, huh?
And, like, you're supporting no matter what. Thanks to everyone who's listening right now. You guys are doing great. High-five yourself right now. Are you in a car? High-five yourself when you get out of the car.
Yeah.
And you get out, I'll be like, okay, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to, you know, everybody that's, you know, I know this is like a crazy time for everyone, because it seems like somebody just pulled a plug on the lifeline, which is the music scene, which is, you know, what makes us. But keep in mind, this is all temporary. This ain't going to last forever. So shout out to everybody that's keeping sane through making music and making plans for the next one, big shows and tours and bands and whatever you're doing. So keep up the good fight.
Shout out to everybody out there who's, actively fighting for what's right. I'm sure we all know what that means. Keep it up. Keep it up. You're out there.
And your side project?
Oh, yeah. Me and Dears are in another band called Dad X Bod. Shout out to Ricky, our bassist, probably listening.
Dad X Bod? I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I'd say shout out to all the scene, Seattle, Tacoma, everyone, like, because we haven't gotten to see any of those people in so long, you know? Because most of what we, you know, when we do practice or hangouts in Bremerton. Mm-hmm. That being said, our hometown venue, the Charleston in Bremerton, Chandy and Angel have been running for a long time. All the regulars there, and anyone who's playing music, and anyone who's going to see us on the other side of all this, shout out to all of you.
Wait, you guys run the Charleston?
Yeah, Andy and I have been running that for the last 12 years.
That's awesome!
I didn't know if that was going to be part of this or not.
That's really cool. I saw a bunch of shows there.
Yeah, we opened that place back in 2008 after, remember I mentioned the AFU?
Mm-hmm.
Artists for Freedom and Unity.
Yeah.
So after that place got shut down, we opened up the Charleston, or before, but, you know, like, we got that place opened up, and they didn't, it was more focused for the arts, and then we got the Charleston opened up for the music, and we've been doing that since 2008, and we've been holding it down and doing like about 5 shows a week consistently since 2008.
That's
so
cool.
For the last 12 years. And now this pandemic is a little bit shut us down, but we're not losing hope. We're going to keep doing repairs and keep doing these live streams and keep pushing forth the band's music that have been playing there for so long. So we'll keep going. We're not done yet.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I found out about the Charleston through all the bands that used to play at the Tiki House. I think there were a couple bands that played at Charleston, like Power, I think, played at Charleston.
You know, Evan and all them. Yeah.
Dustin.
And buddies of ours,
Ben, Hell yeah.
They're good people.
Absolutely. Good people. Shout out Tiki House.
Fuck yeah. Tiki Boys.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to go into Revolt. Any last words about this one, and or forever be silent, or what are they? Forever speak your peace, whatever.
Hold your peace.
Yeah, whatever.
Stay safe out there.
please wear a mask. Please.
Yeah. Don't.
Yeah,
please.
I want to get back to
just do
shows.
It.
Yeah.
No, please wear a mask.
Oh, all right. Let me rephrase that. Wear a fucking mask!
Yes.
Wear a fucking mask!
Don't revolt and not wear a mask!
Yeah.
Wear a mask!
God damn it. Right on. Thank
revolt
you. What? Sorry?
Oh, sorry. Oh,
revolt. What's it about?
Go ahead. Revolt is for the stand-up crew. It's for all the people that are fighting and all the people that are getting arrested and all the people that are making these new laws into action and all the people that are really, really standing up and putting their
money where their mouth is.
So this one's for all the activists and all the crew that's really fighting the good fight.
More than 500 Minnesota National Guard soldiers arrived in the Twin Cities region late Thursday as protests over the death of George Floyd continued for a third straight night. Demonstrators entered and set fires to the Minneapolis Police Department's 3rd Precinct building, which officers had evacuated.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.